me friend, if you're an Email Templates 101 owner, be sure to log in and check out the 2024 updates and brand new templates in your course.
You'll find a new active listing seller check-in template, as well as a new offer delivery template for your sellers, plus lots of fine-tuning to the other existing templates.
Don't have Email Templates 101 yet? Grab yours now at hustlehumblypodcast.com/courses.
Yes, death is correct.
Okay, good. They're going to the gold rush in California.
They're getting married, Alyssa Jenkins.
Oh.
They're going to the gold rush. Bless her. She needs a cheese ball. Yeah,
bless her heart. We should bring a cheese ball.
We should bring a cheese ball.
Striving for success without hard work is like looking at dirt where you planted no seeds.
This episode was brought to you by the letter D.
I forgot about that. Hi, y'all. Welcome to Hustle Humbly. It's Alyssa and Katie, and we are two top producing realtors in the Baton Rouge market.
We work for two different companies where we should be competitors, but we have chosen community over competition.
The goal of our podcast is to encourage you to find your own way in business.
So stop comparing yourself and start embracing your strengths. Okay. Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, Katie.
Welcome. It's episode 241.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. It was yesterday, but I think we should still be wearing green.
Yeah.
One day later.
We planned that poorly.
We're not wearing green at all.
Uh-uh.
Good thing it's the 18th.
Yeah.
We have green plants.
Yes.
That's it. Oh, my God. Don't pinch me. Today, we're going to make our own luck, though.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't need a leprechaun. Mm-mm. We don't need to wear green clothes. We're going to make our own luck.
The theme of this episode will be, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
In the immortal words of Bruce Springsteen, when it comes to luck, make your own.
Yes. It's up to you out there.
When it comes to luck, make your own. So we're going to structure today's episode with a discussion of three myths in real estate. Okay, so the three myths of real estate, and we're going to talk about how we make our own luck and we get by these three myths. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just dive right in. Myth number one.
Okay.
And this was the person who I think requested this episode.
Oh, good.
My office is small, so I can't get training or leads. False.
False, yes, false.
So let's talk about what can we do to get training or leads, or do you have to just change offices, Alyssa? What happens?
Well, I think that depends. If you have no value in your office, I don't know why you would be there.
Right.
So maybe we should revisit that choice. But no matter what office you're in, the amount of training and resources out there for free.
Like limitless.
It's limitless.
Limitless.
Whether it's podcasts, classes at your board mm-hmm. that you already pay for.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I thought of this because I just saw it this week. And this was a couple, obviously we recorded a little early, but all of 2024, the entire year, NAR is providing the ABR class for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you want to get better at your buyer representation, if you want to get accredited, the first, I guess, the main course is literally free, which is normally like at least $125.
Yeah, yeah. And the ABR is my favorite one to take. The information is so good.
Great. Good news. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that there's always things that you can be doing. Even in our market, like there's groups that get together and do tours.
Yeah.
You need to be attending those tours to learn. Like there's just so much to do.
Yeah. I think you
can. So much free things.
You love to join the board committees. That's mm-hmm. not limited to a large office people.
It's, no.
You're an individual. You just show up.
And I think that's how I got to know so many people in smaller offices.
Okay. Well, that was my next thing. Meet other agents, whether mm-hmm. they're in your office or not. If you're meeting other agents in your market, that's going to help you to find mentors, to get advice, to like learn what other people are doing, learn from others, right?
Right.
What about, we have the whole episode on Facebook groups and they're not like our favorite, but there are a few that are worth it. I think if you're in a small office and you want additional support, you
yeah.
can join our group. You could find a group that fits your needs, but mm-hmm. there are lots of real estate groups.
Yeah.
Like sure. a lot.
I even like just going into the real estate groups and searching in that search feature for what it is I'm looking for. Because I can usually find many times where it's already been discussed and just sort of get people's thoughts from that.
Yeah.
But all those things are free.
Free, all of them. You could do a mastermind with other agents. So I was in a mastermind locally with like 10 or 12 other agents. They were all from different offices. Someone approached me from another office and was like, hey, do you want to be in the group? Sure. And there would be like maybe two from one office, but no more than that. So they were from all different. Just find yourself a group.
Yeah.
You just start with one person. Meet someone. Do a transaction with someone that it goes well and you like them. Try and meet up with them more often. Like we met with each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so that really answers the question. Of course, whether your office is small or not, you can get training. Now, leads, I don't know what kind of, like.
So, you know, in the beginning of my career, I did a lot of phone duty, and I get a lot, you know, when I do talk about it on the podcast, we get some emails like, my office doesn't have phone duty. Well, does the phone ring? Sometimes. But as more time goes on, people are so online anyway that, like, things like that. But you can still do open houses.
Go ask the five agents in your office if they need you to do an open house. Then if they then start meeting agents outside of your office that are busy and be like, hey, I live in this neighborhood. If you ever want me to hold your house open, I'm happy to do it.
I've had agents in other companies ask if they could hold one of my listings open that was in a neighborhood they lived in.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's just so many opportunities out there.
Right. You just have to go out there.
Ask.
Ask.
Make your own luck.
That's how you make your own luck. You have to ask.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Let's go into myth number two. I just moved. Yeah. So I don't have a sphere to work with.
No sphere.
So I can't. I don't have any business. I can't do the database. How do you make your own luck when it comes to being in a new place?
Well, you got to find your people. Find some groups. You got to find people.
You got to find people.
Look for those four-leaf clovers.
Where are the people? Oh, right.
Go on a clover hunt.
Go looking for them. I think the who do you know list so is a great place to start because maybe you had a great sphere or database where you're coming from, and so you just feel like devastated, like it's gone. I don't know what to do. I knew all those people were in my family. I went to high school with all those people. Probably not.
Yeah.
But if you go get our database template, it comes with the who do you know list, right? So hustlehumblypodcast.com/start here. And in the who do you know list, it will just kind of jog your memory. Like when you go to a new place, you get a dentist.
Right.
You get a hair person. You meet parents at school. Your kids have friends. Maybe your spouse has coworkers. Like there are people. You're not moving to a place with no people.
Yeah.
But so where do you see the people? And it'll help kind of put you in that mindset of like, oh, yes, I do know people.
And typically volunteering for anything is free.
Yeah.
So wherever you can find something you enjoy doing.
Join a book club. Go to a church. Go to a volunteer organization. Go volunteer at a school, whether or not you have children that go there. You know,
yeah.
People need volunteers all the time. Obviously, meet your spouse's work friends. We kind of said that. Now, I would also say, I think I want to try and get her on the show. But Christine Cooper is in Wisconsin.
Okay.
She's actually from Louisiana.
Oh.
So she's been a listener of the show for a long time. I think I met her through MASC. But she was in the Washington State area, and she just moved to Wisconsin like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. But she was on a podcast, Chelsea's podcast, and was saying that she did, I think that it's called Meetup. And like you can kind of like host these events and then you can go in your area and see what meetups are happening.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. So you could be like, oh, I like beer. Well, there are all these brewery meetups, or maybe there's a meetup on, I don't, Galentine's,
right,
or doing
right.
a vision board, or like all these different things. So I was like, oh, that's really smart. And then you could host a meetup and meet other people who are looking to meet people.
So fun.
Oh my God, so fun. So we'll have to try and get her on because I would love to talk to someone about moving to it. Neither of us have obviously ever moved to another place and tried to sell real estate, but there are ways. And lastly, before we move on from this, your social media. If you're good at social media, no one's going to know you just got there yesterday.
Nobody.
You can beat the locals quickly.
Oh, yeah.
If you're good at it. And you're going to be seeing it through an outsider's eyes. So you're going to be more excited. You're going to be trying new things. You're going to be able to like realize what it was like when you moved there.
Yeah.
Just now, right? Like you just did that. So you're more in the know than anyone, especially if it's a place where other people relocate to.
Yeah.
So I think that would be so fun to like move and see what happens.
Maybe we should try. Could we do like a 60-day experiment?
We'll just move and see what happens.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds like a lot of work.
I know.
For a 60
But you
days.
Made a good point because my cousin and her husband live in New York. And her husband, when they come visit, he has done all this research. Like, have you ever heard of this bread place? Have you ever heard of this? And he's like on all these like Baton Rouge, get to know Baton Rouge, like Instagram pages that like, I didn't even know that those were there because I feel like I know Baton Rouge. But he tells me more about my city and like hole in the wall things.
Yeah. He's like, this is the place you go for bread. Yeah. And you're like, I had no idea.
No idea.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So if you are that person, if you are providing that social media content, I've heard of people create a whole Facebook group for things to do in your area, mm-hmm. and it's being hosted by you, the realtor, and you're new to the area,
mm-hmm.
and you're asking people, and they're telling
figuring it out along the way,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Come along with me as I get to know X city.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's fun. All right. Now here's the most important one for today. Myth. Are you ready? The market is bad. I can't sell anything because the market is down.
Right. Nothing is selling.
So bad.
Nothing.
I think this is a mindset problem.
100%.
First of all, your mindset matters. I remember, you know, because I was here so long ago, when the market actually crashed.
Yes.
I had my license. And I remember reading this article that was about mindset and affirmations specific to real estate. And it said in there, the affirmation was, my mindset, not the market, determines my success.
My mindset determines my success.
Yeah, right? Not the market, my mindset.
I love
that.
And
it really, that one stuck with me. And I couldn't tell you how many times I said that to myself when I started to get down. My mindset, not the market, determines my success. Because here's the key. Someone is moving, even in the worst market.
Oh, yeah.
Someone is still moving. Someone still has to move. Someone still has to buy. There is a reason. And I've seen a lot of this lately, the mention of the D's. The D's of real estate.
The D's.
Okay, so Glenda Baker, our friend on TikTok, who's not our friend, but everyone knows Glenda Baker, she was talking about the 5 D's of real estate. And then I read an article in Inman from Jimmy Burgess, the one I like to read the most. And his was the D's of real estate motivation. Okay. So there's all these D's. Do you want to guess a D? Do you know all the D's?
Death.
Yes. Death is correct.
Okay, good. Okay.
Number one, death.
Oh, that was the number one?
No, I don't have them in order.
Oh.
I'm giving you one, death.
You're divorce.
Like, okay. Two, divorce. Death, though, let's go back. Let's list them all and then we'll go back to them.
Dogs.
No, but people do buy because of their dogs.
I know. I remember the buyer and seller report from COVID.
I am 100% adding that.
People moved during COVID, they were moving for their pets.
Dogs.
That's why.
God, and it's a D. Thank you. Okay. You have any other D guesses? We're at death, divorce, and dogs. Okay, I'm going to give you one. Downsizing.
Oh, yeah.
For your empty nesters, that's an obvi.
Okay.
Displacement.
Oh.
So job transfer.
Yeah.
Like you had to move. You didn't have a choice.
You were displaced.
You had to move.
That could be a natural disaster, like a flood.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Displaced, right? Mm-hmm. Let me put natural disaster on here. Okay. Diamonds.
They're going to the gold rush in California.
They're getting married, Alyssa Jenkins.
Oh.
They're going to the gold rush. Diamonds. Someone is getting married.
I'm just thinking about like pot of gold.
No.
St. Patrick's Day.
Diamonds. Oh, okay, fine. But diamonds, think about it. If you're getting married, maybe your partner has a house and you have a house and now we have to sell one.
Yeah.
We're going to live in one. We're not going to live in two places probably.
A lot of times they sell both and buy one.
Exactly. So maybe then we're talking about 3 transactions out of a diamond.
Yes.
That is
yes.
a diamond.
That is.
But to be fair, divorce sometimes is the same. Except that would be 4 maybe. No.
Yeah.
It would still be 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sold one, bought 2.
Yes.
That's hard. You typically only get one person's, though.
I know. But remember my
I remember.
One,
and they kept coming
my web.
Back.
They've tried to make it work several times.
They kept coming back. All right. There are 3 left on the D's.
Three?
Any more guesses? So we're
Death,
we're up to 6 right
divorce,
now. There's 3 more.
Diamonds. Downsizing. Distress.
Okay, I think that's going to go with debt.
Debt.
Debt. So maybe you're like overextended. You lose your job. You have this house you can't afford anymore. Like somehow the debt, we'll call that distress. I like distress.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the last one positive or negative?
One of each. One positive, one negative. Why are the reasons that you might sell your house and need to buy another one? All right. You've already got dogs.
Yeah.
What's like something else you're taking care of?
Kids doesn't start with a D.
No, but diapers does.
Diapers.
Diapers.
Okay.
So a new baby would maybe, or some type of family change,
yeah,
right?
Diapers would be a family
change. We're just using it. Look.
Maybe you're old.
Right. Diapers might be you took in an elderly parent who needs help.
Yes.
Diapers could work for
a family change.
Family change, okay? Diapers. And the last D, I'm not going to make you guess because it is a little bit tougher, disability.
Oh, something happened.
So maybe something's happened, right? Yeah. Someone can't get up the stairs anymore because they have some sort of problem.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you can't get up the stairs and you live upstairs,
it's a problem.
You got to move, right? Yeah. So disability is the last one. That's 9, y'all. 9 reasons, and my air quotes are coming out, bad market, you still might need to move, right?
I've been showing a lot of houses lately to buyers, which is interesting because there's not a lot of houses on the market. So I was confused why there were so many houses to go see.
And?
These houses, I just wanted to fire all the listing agents.
What was the problem?
And be the listing agents these sellers needed.
What were they doing wrong?
Great houses, great location, like no advice on how to get the house ready.
Okay, poorly showing.
Poorly showing, and like my buyers were just talking about the stuff in the house.
It doesn't matter.
And I'm like over here, I agree with them, but I know how to look past it.
Yeah.
I knew, and I went through, I spent so much time filling out these feedback forms because I was like, these houses could sell.
Yeah.
And they had all been on the market for like over 100 days. That's not creating your own luck.
No.
People think, well, because I'm the second listing agent a lot.
Yeah.
I have been the second listing agent many times.
Yeah.
When I am the second listing agent, I make so many changes to the house, as many as I can.
You have to find as many as possible.
What can we do to make this house look different when it hits the market again? We need it to look better than ever. And then it sells. And they're like, you're so lucky. I'm like, one, I had it priced appropriately.
Yeah.
And I had them do all the work. Did you give them any advice on what to do? That's creating your own luck right there.
Right.
Your listings may need your attention.
Right. I would argue creating your own luck, as you just described it, is doing your job well.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just do it well and
that's
reach
good.
Do your job. Okay, and we love all the D's because we love alliteration. And these happen whether you're in a down
market. Look at you.
Right? But what I would also like to point out about the list of 9 things we just talked about, your 9 D's, there are different ways to find each of these kinds of buyers or sellers, right?
Yeah.
So maybe if we're talking about death, we want to partner with like an estate attorney and, you know, offer market reports. Just like for divorce, maybe we find a divorce attorney. We're like offering free market reports. They've got to figure out the value of these houses in order to go through these settlements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about diamonds and diapers, well, are you on the social media of your sphere and looking to see what are their latest milestones? Those are the things people post even if they're not big posters, right?
Yeah, so the big things are there.
Go through your people and be like, oh, congratulations. Now, I don't want you to also then message them, I see you just got engaged. Are you going to need to be buying a new house together?
Don't be that realtor.
No, but maybe you want to send them a nice card in the mail. Oh, and I think it was Glenda who also said, if something, a big milestone happened in one of her clients' lives that she saw online, she would get the photo they put online, printed and framed, and send it to them at their home.
That would creep me out.
And they would put it out on display because they were like, wow, no one prints pictures anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh, you know?
It is thoughtful.
It is very thoughtful.
Very
thoughtful.
You don't
have to go that far, but you could.
You could if it was someone you knew, though.
You could send a message and just be like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Congrats.
You just have to pop into their life at the right time.
I know. You got to be
there. That lucky right time when they need a realtor and they think of you.
Yeah. Or even when you're going through your database. Oh, another D.
Oh.
Your contacts and your database. maybe you're on whatever letter and you're going down. As you go down, filter them through the thought, have they gone through any of the D's lately?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then when you, and let that inform the way you reach out or mm-hmm. what you do. Maybe they just had a baby and you send over the meal.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just being like, hey, congrats, cute baby.
Need to sell your house for something bigger?
Right. Bet you're feeling cramped over there.
No, bring a casserole.
Right. wait, what was it? The cheese ball?
Yes.
Bless her. She needs a cheese ball. Yeah,
bless her heart. We should bring a cheese ball.
We should bring a cheese ball. Oh, my word. But look at your database. Think about the D's. How can you help these people at whatever phase they're in, right?
Right.
Hey there, are you looking for ways to save time and money in your business?
Email Templates 101 is the communication system you need to bring ease and efficiency to managing your transactions and clients.
Save time and avoid mistakes, all while providing a high level of service for your buyers and sellers.
In Email Templates 101, you'll get 13 downloadable buyer templates ready for your personal touches.
And 19 downloadable seller templates, plus 6 attachment checklists.
Head over to hustlehumblypodcast.com/courses to get yours today.
Yeah. And then here's what I want to talk about a little bit, and I don't know how to make this. I mean, it's the displacement. People who are relocating to your area. I had a thread in the Facebook group asking about this recently. And they were like, well, I want to work with relos. And everyone's like, you don't want to work
relos.
Yeah. It's too much money. You know, you're going to give away half your commission just to work with the relo. And I would like to point out that not every company that relocates people into your area is traditionally relocating in the way where they pay a relocation company who then is going to hire you.
Right.
Some companies relocate people in that they have to move on their own dime.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the ones you want. Because mm-hmm. if you find an HR department or I kind of fell into this backwards. I just happen to have a client who worked in an HR department.
Okay.
Okay? They came to me as a referral. We all worked together. It went great. That particular company was frequently relocating people in. She then referred me to the person they were relocating in, who happened to be the new HR manager. Mm-hmm. So then we worked together. And then someone else relocated in. And then on the third one, I said, they seem to be bringing in a lot of people. And I'm like, hey, I put together a little relocation packet for Baton Rouge. Would you like to share it with your people who are coming in? Maybe it'd be something that would encourage them to choose you or like if you're recruiting people. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And I had another client who was also higher up in a local company that was bringing in a lot of people. And I sent the same thing to him. Hey, we've worked together. It went great. You send me some referrals. I appreciate it. I didn't know if your HR department would be interested in a relocation packet I've put together. I'll send it over. He was like, yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
So, but those were not me soliciting a relo company.
No.
That's basically buying leads, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just finding the company. And
you saw a trend here. How can I embrace this trend?
Yes.
And you know, provide value.
You can contact your local chamber of commerce and ask them, because they're doing all of this research every year. You can ask them what companies are bringing in employees.
Mm.
And you will find, I mean, maybe the big ones like Exxon or something or using a relo company, right?
Sure.
But maybe there's some smaller players who are still bringing in some consistent people who don't use a relo company.
Well, you can't work 100 buyers at one time, but like you could work 4.
Yeah. Right. So I think there is an opportunity there if you want to work relo, but not what we consider traditional relo.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's your displacement,
mm-hmm.
the displacement peeps. And these would all be great niches.
Yeah.
You want to focus on wedding people? I've heard agents who put up their booth at the bridal show.
That's cute.
You know, if that's your people and then you make content for that kind of people and you pop up where those people are, or you go put your cards at the local bakery that does a bunch of wedding cakes. I mean.
And so much of what you're talking about too, people say, well, I did that. I did an open house. Nothing happened. My first year of real estate, I did an open house every single Sunday. I even kept a little binder with every flyer I ever had. I had an agent in my office who I would go to her and say, which one? Tell me where to go. And then I like worked the same area. Consistency has to happen.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen one time and you're lucky. Like the amount of phone duty calls that I had to go through. But then when I hit the jackpot, I like hit the jackpot.
Right.
It was right. just great when mm-hmm. it, you know? So I say 3 to 6 months, you have to give something a solid effort.
Absolutely.
Before you decide if it was
six working. At a minimum for some things.
Working.
If it's right. If it's social media, if it's, you know, even your database, like 3 months is not enough. Now, mm-mm. 3 months might be enough if you're trying to pay for a lead source because mm-hmm. then you're just wasting money.
Right.
But I agree completely with that. How about this? Luck is an accident that happens to the competent.
Oh.
That's Albert Greenfield.
Mm. That definitely applies in real estate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I just love that when you really stop to think about it, and people in the public, like my neighbor or friend, would be like, oh, market's so bad. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, how's everything going? It must be rough. I'm like, people move all the time.
Yeah, it's going fine.
People move.
And if that's the message they're hearing and then they talk to you and you say, no, it's actually going pretty well. I'm got some things in the pipeline. Things are going on. Then they go, well, that other agent I talked to must be really struggling. And you right. seem to be doing
mindset
pretty well.
Yeah. And who would you send your business to?
Yeah.
Right?
Who do you want to work with?
The one who's depressed and is like, oh, things are terrible.
It's like, think about a financial advisor. One is like, oh, the market's terrible. And the other one's like, oh, this is the yield I'm getting. Look how great. Who are you going to give your money to?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's all perception. It's all mindset. But you're putting that vibe out there. And so if you think the market is bad and that's what you're focused on, then the market is bad for you. I promise.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't,
you're right. Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yep. Did you have some more quotes? Oh, I had another quote from Jay-Z, and you know how I feel about my rap. So mm-hmm. let's go with it. Excellence is being able to perform at a high level over and over again. You can hit a half-court shot once. That's just the luck of the draw. If you consistently do it, that's excellence.
Mm-hmm. That's Jay-Z.
That's Jay-Z.
How about I give you a country quote?
Please.
Striving for success without hard work is like looking at dirt where you planted no seeds.
You know, that makes me that's a great one. It reminds me of the analogy Brian Buffini teaches all the time. And it's sowing the seeds in reference to your database. And he's talking about sowing the seeds. And then I think it's, if I'm correct, in reference to how you segregate your database, A's, B's, C's, D's.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So D's. Well, of course, we want to work with all of you if you want to work with us. So I'm going to put the seeds out.
Right.
C's, I know that you're going to work with me for sure. Well, maybe I'm going to water you a little bit. Okay. B's, I know you're going to work with me 100% and you might even send me a referral here and there. Well, mm-hmm. I want to water you more often. And then A's, you're going to send me every single referral. You're going to yell at your friends if they don't use me. You're going to be like my number one fan, my A's, right? Well, then I want to fertilize you. Like, yeah. So it's like you don't treat every, you know what I mean? More water, whatever. But I'm going to feed you, okay? You don't treat every seed the same, but you still put all the seeds out there.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you find this. So funny. You're like, fertilize them.
That's what you get in the A category.
You're the one who doesn't want anyone to touch you, for the record.
I know.
Okay. Yes. But anyhow, I thought that was a good analogy.
That is a good one.
How about luck is believing you're lucky, Tennessee mm-hmm. Williams.
Okay.
But
mindset.
Back on the mindset.
You have to believe it.
Yeah. Do we want an Oprah?
Sure.
I like this one. I believe luck is preparation meeting opportunity. If you hadn't been prepared when the opportunity came along, you wouldn't have been lucky.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
I can't tell you how many times, like, the girls who, like, I have sold so many houses to people that just I come across every day.
Sure.
You know, just
you're
from,
like, it's the pool guy again.
Yes, yes.
I'll
sell you a house, you know.
Everyone is an option for you.
It just comes natural.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I like that because honestly, some people are like, oh, well, I know her aunt's an agent, so I wouldn't even bother. But like, you just treat everyone like they're literally a possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, and home not inspector?
Because I do get some feedback that are like, well, I don't want to go to every birthday party just to get a client. I'm like, I'm not always doing it just
to get a client. You don't wear a t-shirt that says, I'm a realtor, ask me about real estate.
But I think it's fine if you're waiting on something to talk to the person next to you to just say, hi.
Are you a grocery? You don't go in the grocery, so this is a terrible question for you.
Store.
No. You're talking to people that you should know.
Yeah, like if I get my nails done, I might comment on her color next to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just be like, I like that color. What is it?
Alyssa's the queen of striking up a conversation. Hey.
What color is that?
I have nothing to fear here. I love that for you.
Mm-hmm. I have another country one.
Let me hear it.
This is actually from Thomas Edison. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like hard work.
Yes.
This brings me back to episodes 1 through 3, where we really talk about my early coffee date days.
Right.
Before the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I would just didn't understand why everybody wanted to go to coffee.
They wanted the secret.
Right, but they never liked what I had to say.
No, because it was work.
It was work.
You must work.
They really thought, like looking back, they really thought there was a secret where you could just make money without having to do anything.
I'm not going to lie to you. When we met, I wanted to know your secret, but I was already a hard worker. So yeah. The good news for me was when I realized the secret was hard work, I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
But part of me also just on the, I'm like, I just have to know.
Yeah.
What is she doing? Mm-hmm. How is she so lucky? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It was hard work.
Hard work?
And then I was like,
great.
Thank God.
Great, great.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm already doing that.
And most people are like, oh, I don't want to do that.
They were like, they thought you were going to tell them where the honey hole was.
Yes.
Oh, well, the super secret place to do open houses is here.
Right. That's where I get all my business.
I only have to do one a year and I get a bajillion leads.
They're like, every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
I don't want to do that.
No. Do you want to go back through the D's before we wrap it up? Do you have anything else on luck? Did you give me all your country quotes?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Let's go back through the D's. Let's start from not so bad to better.
Okay.
Number one was death. Death.
Is that like the worst one?
Yeah, dying.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, what's the worst?
From worst to best.
Should I go the other direction?
So we know death is going to be at the top, and we know dogs is going to be at the other end of the spectrum.
At least.
Probably. Okay.
Okay, death. Not so pleasant.
No.
Debt or distress.
That'd be bad.
Not so good. Divorce, typically unpleasant for worse the participants.
Depends what side you're on, I suppose.
I don't. Disability. I mean, we're still here. We haven't died, but things are not great.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's it on the bads.
Oh, good.
Whew, how many was that? Good news. There's 4. More goods than bads.
Oh,
okay. Okay. I'm going to go with downsizing next. This isn't bad, but, you know, it just kind of like maybe
simplifying
we don't,
life.
Yes, I think that's positive. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we're going to go with, this is tough. Let's go displacement.
Okay.
Maybe you get a job transfer that you don't love, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Then we're going to go happy things. And this is where you're going to have to tell me. It's dogs, diapers, and diamonds.
It's going to be.
Diamonds, then diapers, then dogs.
Maybe.
Or dogs and diamonds and diapers. Diapers at the top. If you had a positive family change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Could be dogs too.
Right. Wherever you are in life.
Look, if it's dogs, great. I'm for it.
I just got a new puppy.
I know.
So
that's what's on your mind.
But he didn't sleep last night, so maybe it's lower on the list today.
All I care about is that it starts with a D.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're good. All right. So now there you go, guys. 9 D's. Reasons that people might move.
Even in a bad market.
Especially in a bad market. That's the point. So focus on these. Don't focus on, nobody. See, notice how I didn't say, well, I mean, diapers is a move-up buyer maybe. But like,
yeah,
I didn't. Yeah. Truly, there's all the reasons people move are still the reasons people move, even in a down market. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you don't typically move unless there's a pain point.
Correct.
You have to be uncomfortable. Now, might you move because you just got tired of your ugly old 1985 house, but you're not going to do that because the market's not so great?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But all these other reasons people are going to move either way.
Yeah.
I love the I love all the 90s.
All good things.
Not all good things, but always to find business.
Yes,
that's what I meant. Mindset. You're good? Yeah. I'm good. This episode reminds me of Sesame Street. This episode was brought to you by the letter D.
I forgot about that.
Remember? They had like a letters. And yeah. Sometimes there'd be a number too, I feel like. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Let's hear a toast from our friends at the NAR convention.
Perfect.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Kathy Sheets from Kansas, and I'd like to toast my daughter, Sunny Gensel. She's just kind of a big deal, and she's the greatest. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hustle Humbly podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please go to ratethispodcast.com/hustlehumbly and leave us a review or drop a comment if you're listening on Spotify.
If you have an episode topic or someone you'd like to toast on the show, please email us at team@hustlehumblypodcast.com.
Find us on social media at Hustle Humbly Podcast. Don't forget to find all of the free resources at hustlehumblypodcast.com/resources.
See you next week.